We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I feel more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Now, first things first, welcome one of our new affiliates, man.
We have two new affiliates.
Well, two new affiliates. Two new great cities have joined the club. Tell them who they are.
First is K97, Memphis's only hip-hop and R&B.
Salute
to them.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Memphis, damn it.
And also 105.3 The Beat, Tallahassee's hip-hop and R&B.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Tallahassee. Got a
Good
lot
morning,
of love
guys.
For Memphis. When they first talked about syndicating us, how long have we been syndicating now? 2 years?
About two, three years.
Three years ago, Memphis was on the first, was one of the first stations we were supposed to be syndicated on.
Mm-hmm.
But that never happened.
Right.
So thankfully, somebody kept their job for a few more years, and now it's us.
Here we are.
Well, he still has his job. He moved
over
to the Urban AC station.
What's the brother's name? I forgot his brother's name. Damn. See, that's why I shouldn't be talking.
Well,
nope.
We just thank you.
We just talked to him Friday.
We sure did.
Yeah.
We spoke to him on there on Fridays.
Don't worry. I did get a lot of sleep this weekend, so I can't use that excuse. I just forgot your name.
Well, shout out to everybody in Ocean City, Maryland. That was the first time I was out there. We actually recently got syndicated out there, so I was out there for their car show and after party. So had a great time out there.
This weekend?
This weekend.
Okay.
And then shout to one of our co-workers, ProStyle. He had his son's one-year-old birthday party.
He had a carnival.
He had a carnival, so we were there for his one-year-old celebration. So shout to him.
Yes, Mike Evans.
Mike Evans, there you go. Shout out to Mike Evans.
There we go, Mike Evans.
Sorry, Mike.
We spoke to Mike on Friday. He moved over to the Urban AC station. He's very supportive. He said he's going to ride out with us. Thank you, Mike.
Want to give that man his proper respect.
Absolutely. Shout out to Mike Evans.
Yes, God bless that brother.
So what you guys do this weekend?
This weekend, well, I was doing some things at home. This is weird because every morning when I'm home on the weekend, I wake up early because my blinds are too, well, the curtains are very see-through, transparent.
Uh-huh.
They're like linen, so I went and bought new blinds, which is exciting because I got to sleep in, so it was nice and dark.
Okay.
So I was taking care of things like that. I got some artwork.
Yeah, you got your artwork.
I told
you
I've been trying to
learn
about art and everything, so I finally got something. It's beautiful. I can't wait to post it.
Okay.
Once I hang it up. And then yesterday I did a Q&A at this hotel in Brooklyn that just opened, the Hotel RL, and it was called Flight School from the guys over at Jordan Heads. I was their fifth guest that they ever had on there. It was great. A great turnout.
Nice.
A lot of people asking questions, so thanks to everybody for coming out. For that, I had a great weekend.
Okay.
My weekend was great because I did exactly what I love to do, which is absolutely positively nothing.
I thought you did some book trapping.
I did a little book trapping on Friday. Mm-hmm. Friday, I was in Philly at the Barnes & Noble on Walnut Street. Drop on the Clues Bonds with Philly. Philly always showed me so much
shout
love.
Shout to Philly.
You know,
love Philly.
I'm a New York Times bestselling author, and I was signing copies of that book on Friday. But I did nothing. I watched Orange is the New Black season 5. I got up to about episode 6.
Okay.
I watched Bill Maher on Friday night with Ice Cube and Simone Sanders and Michael Eric Dyson. I watched American Gods last night. That's my kind of weekend. I went to the bookstore yesterday, and I got a couple new books.
Okay.
I like content, and I like doing nothing all weekend.
We had a great conversation with Ice Cube also.
Yeah, shout out to Ice Cube.
He has
Cube.
Those big three basketball games coming. The first kickoff is going to be at the Barclays.
On the 24th, correct?
On the 25th.
On Sunday.
Yeah, so that's exciting. So I can't wait for that.
I'll
be there in Brooklyn representing.
We'll give you more details about that. And TLC will be joining
us
this morning.
And I need to know why Chili got me blocked on Twitter. I have a long list of celebrities who got me blocked on Twitter, mm-hmm. and Chili is one of them.
If anybody knows, please let us know, why would Chili have blocked Charlamagne?
I want to know why
Chili
blocked
out this
me
morning.
On Twitter.
We'll find out this morning.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club front page news is next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on, here's Humble. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, tonight, I hate the fact that these games are so late. The Warriors play the Cavs tonight at 9 p.m. The Warriors lead the series 3-1. Now, they start so late. The last game, when they had all the ref problems, the game ended at midnight. I was tired as hell.
I ain't got time for it. Orange is the New Black season 5 is on, so I'll be watching that. And then, you know, if the game gets close around third or fourth quarter, then I'll tune in.
You switch
in.
Over?
Other than that, I'm not tuning into that. For what? The Cavs are down 3-1. They got to make the series exciting. Everybody's all gassed up because of what happened last year. I don't see that happening this year, but I'm going to pick the Cavs to win tonight, which means the Warriors will probably win.
I say Cavs in 7, so okay. We'll see what happens.
I don't see how that's going to happen, but...
Wait, you think the Cavs are going to win in 7?
Yes. That's what I said last year. I think so this year, too.
Yeah, but they didn't have Kevin Durant last year.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
That's a different type of weapon of mass destruction.
You're right. Now, let's talk about Pulse Nightclub in Orlando.
Yes, today marks the one-year anniversary since... It's a terrible situation at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando. 49 people died. Dozens were wounded. It was Latin night, so most of the people who were killed were Latinos. And right now they are remembering that nightclub shooting 1 year later. Listen to what people are saying.
Even though it's devastating, I think there's a lot of beautiful things that come from this. I think it has changed the way people view the gay community and gay people in general.
Right, so right now... Orlando's residents are about 25% Hispanic. That is growing. Mm-hmm. That population is growing in Orlando. Now, also today is another anniversary. It's the 10th anniversary of Pornhub.
Hmm? What?
Why did you just go?
First of all, salute to Orlando and everybody down there grieving with that, first of all, okay? Because I'm body equality. I judge people by the content of their character, not their sexuality, race, gender, or class. So stuff like that will always disgust me. So everybody hold your head in Orlando today.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Now, today's the 10-year anniversary of Pornhub. Well, this year is the 10th anniversary of Pornhub, and they've gathered a lot of information about how people watch porn. So you'll be interested to hear some of this, because Pornhub gets 75 million visitors from around the world. Jeez. Every single day. Okay? Sex sells, ladies and gentlemen.
How do people watch porn? There's different ways to watch porn?
Well, no, there's different categories.
I'm saying, that as I pull my lotion out to put on my hands.
Pervert.
I was.
In both North and South America, the most popular category among women is lesbian porn. Midnight is the most popular time that people watch porn. Pornhub traffic declines by 45% on Christmas Eve, but then on Christmas Day, it goes back up 34%. And around Christmas time, the search for Elf goes up 464% on
Elf
Pornhub.
Porn?
Yeah, who knew? Also, traffic to Pornhub.
Is that a politically correct way to say midget?
No, elf, like Christmas.
You're not supposed to say that.
Elves.
Elves is cool.
All right, on Father's Day, the search for dad and daddy goes up 1,361%. And women who use Pornhub search for well-endowed men most often in D.C., Mississippi, and Georgia, and least often in Vermont, Utah, and Maine.
Just for the record, I'm never calling a grown-ass individual an elf. Okay, all right.
You probably don't know any elves.
Well, only if they work for Santa, they're elves. So
yeah, they work for Santa, they're elves. Santa's elves.
Okay.
Isn't that...
This guy.
All right, and by the way, one last thing. Donald Trump and Melania Trump and Barron Trump have finally moved into the White House. So for all the traffic jams that have been happening because they were still living in New York, those should be clearing up.
That's not what any of us want. Well, those of us who didn't vote for Trump, we want him out of the White House, so I don't care about
that. They finally moved in.
But I will say that I require a lot of acting in my porn. Nowadays, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just about the T and the A.
You had a delayed reaction to the point.
No, right? He just had to think about it.
Because you're moving so fast. Listen, it's not about the T and the A. It's about
you want acting.
Acting, yeah. I want scenarios. Yeah, I like scenarios now. That's what I like in my porn.
You want the rise to it. You just don't want to bang, bang.
Yes, I need a good story. Okay. A young lady jogging down the street, wants a glass of water, walks up to a Blood or a Crips house. You know, hey, you got some water.
What category is that?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
My goodness.
Stuff like that usually used to happen.
Gang bang.
Young black cheerleaders. That was my favorite ball.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051.
That's a category.
If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend and you want to vent a little bit. Or if you feel blessed, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now.
I'm mad that Chili got me blocked on Twitter, and I can't wait to find out this morning.
But we'll find out
the audacity of her to block a New York Times bestselling author.
We'll find out next hour about that. TLC will be in their building. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We got Jessica from Maryland on the line. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Why are you mad this morning, mama?
Well, I'm mad because I'm on my new favorite route, which is my first job, and my gas light is blinking, and I got 28 miles till empty, but I'm going to make it.
You got money for gas?
I got money for gas.
There you go. And even if you don't, you just give them that debit card that's a little, that got a dial on it and fill it up. It'll go in the red, but you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll be all right. But I'm blessed for it. And I thank you, DJ Envy, for shouting out Ocean City. It's not too many celebrities that actually shout out the little towns that they actually went to. But, you know, I'm blessed that you actually did that. And I'm thank you
City.
For actually coming.
Ocean City was dope. It's very nice. The beach is beautiful.
It is.
It's nice. It's popping out there.
It is.
Well, thank you, mama.
Thank you.
Tracy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
You calling from Queens? What part of Queens?
I'm Astoria, honey.
Astoria, okay.
Are you in the bathroom?
It sounds like it.
No. My room is cavernous. I was cleaning it out, and it sounds like an echo.
Okay.
Why you blessed this morning, mama?
Why you so turnt this morning?
I'm turnt because I finished my last little ditty of poetry, and I want to put out my own little poetry book.
There you go.
I haven't produced it in the whole nine, and it's so hard to come up with words and... just prose. It's not the easiest thing to do.
Let me hear those spoken words.
We're going to snap.
Oh, my God. I don't have anything memorized. I got to
unplug. Oh, God. See,
this is what
I hate lack of preparation. You should always have at least one on deck ready to go.
All right. Here's a little haiku. Here's a haiku for you. Oh, forget it.
All right. Have a blessed day.
What just happened?
Nobody's going to buy your poetry book.
Guys, what's a haiku?
I have no idea.
It's a certain type of it's like 5 and then 7, 7, 5. I forget exactly how it goes, but.
Oh, all right.
I have no idea what a haiku is. It sounds like a character off Tekken.
Ray Vaughn.
What's up?
H-Town. What's up, mama?
What is up? Y'all never amplified for me. Y'all happy. I'm crying.
Hey, Ray Vaughn. Tell us why you blessed.
She want to talk about porn this morning. That's why.
Oh,
that's
you
want to
talk about porn.
I am in Houston, Texas, and I just wanted to comment on a porn. Because Charlamagne out of line, he's talking about it for the acting. People be faking. You want to see the real shit, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I like the acting. Oh, you know what? I did used to like the real stuff when I used to watch Bang Bros. Bang Bros was, I mean,
you
I, it seemed
that was real.
It seemed real.
Like no.
It,
nah, you had the one. You got to type in home bang. I like the good stuff. I wanted to seem real. I don't want a fake moan and no fake nothing.
How many times you recorded yourself?
Recorded?
Uh-oh. Rayvon, you never recorded yourself?
Never!
Man, go on and put that bushy box online. Put that bushy box online like Amber Rose.
Thank you, mama. Get it off your chest.
She's like, you know, I got hair on my box. 585-1051.
If you're blessed or you want to tell them why you're mad, you can call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Cliff, what up, Cliff?
How you doing? Good morning, guys.
What part of Florida are you from?
I'm from Dade County.
I work at the road.
But that just means you're from Florida. That means you're just a crazy person waiting to happen.
No, he's blessed. Why are you blessed this morning, bro?
I'm blessed because I get to save my grandma, and she got Alzheimer's, and, you know, making sure she's all right and just take care of her and everything.
Well, congratulations, sir. I would still watch you. I wouldn't trust you around your grandma because, like I always say, the craziest people in America are from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Well that's a lot of hard work, so we're glad that you're actually there taking care of her. That's a lot of responsibility.
We have Rico Suave on the line.
What's up?
What's up, man, from Miami, man? Why are you mad this morning, Rico?
Well, first off, you know what I'm saying? I'm very blessed that I'm even able to speak with you guys. You know, I know I was telling why you're mad, but I just want to get off of my chest. Charlamagne, you my dog.
Thank you.
You my dog.
Yeah, just real quick. Well, I'm mad as hell right now because, you know, I'm 23 years old.
Okay.
I'm going bald.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in a world of debt right now, and I get mad an hour. So, you know, I know there's obviously worse out there. People don't even have anything at all. But, you know, for the most part, you know what I'm saying? They say life is short, but your youth is even shorter. So I'm just mad that right now I'm not out there getting loose.
Well, let me ask you a question. You said you're bald and you're broke.
He's going bald.
Are you overweight?
I'm not overweight.
Okay.
Well, I want to tell you this. You have a receding hairline?
Yes, I do.
Just shave it bald, because all the receding hairline is going to do is depress you every day of your life. Trust me, that's why I keep it baldy.
And make sure you keep it neat. Like, always keep on shaving it. Nothing worse than when it starts growing in, a little bit of fuzz.
Fresh baldy. Everything else, you'll be fine. You're only 23. Just know that everything that happens in your life today directly affects what happens in your life tomorrow. And, you know, you'll be fine, bro. You'll be okay. You'll pull through.
I appreciate that, man. It's my peepee still go up, you know, so I'm good.
And life will get better. If it doesn't, then just accept the fact you're a loser.
He said, at least my peepee still works. All right.
You're only 23. What you think? Your peepee going to get firmer and firmer.
Get it off your chest.
That's all I know now.
585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us. Or if you feel blessed, you can call us. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Let's talk vaginas this morning. We'll talk about
bushy ones.
Yes, we'll talk about a bushy one that went viral. Also, we'll discuss Drake murdering vaginas out here. We'll tell you who is talking about that.
And I'm going to be honest with you. All you females that are posting your vaginas online because Amber Rose told you to, you're trash. That's Charlamagne the God talking.
Okay.
There's nothing empowering about that. Sorry.
All right. When we come back, we're talking bushy vaginas. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk bushy vaginas.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, over the weekend, Amber Rose posted a picture of herself, and she's sitting on a staircase wearing a fur with a, like a bathing suit top, and she's bottomless, and she has a bush. Now, she said, of course, Instagram removed that and deleted her post, and a lot of people picked it up, so you can still see it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, when IG deletes your fire-ass feminist post, but you don't really give a F because everyone picked it up already, hashtag Amber Rose slutwalk, hashtag bring back the bush. Now, she went back and forth with Piers Morgan after posting this picture because he said, he tweeted to her, put it away, love. And she said, I'll take things misogynistic a-hole say for $500,
Alex. That's not misogynistic.
Yeah, he said it wasn't misogynistic. He said he thinks posting nude photos in the supposed name of feminist empowerment is pathetic, attention-seeking bullish.
I absolutely agree with him. Amber Rose is my homie, and I'm sure we'll discuss this at some point, but that's whack. I don't know what showing your vagina online has to do with feminism or female empowerment.
Or the slut walk. I'm confused.
He said, I can handle your naked body, Amber. Relax. I just can't handle your ridiculous claim to be stripping off in the name of feminism.
Yeah, women will say, don't reduce me to my body parts, but then you're online reducing yourself to your body parts. I don't care if she has hair on her poom poom. I care about her having her poom poom online. And first of all, you encouraging these young, impressionable women to get online and show off their vaginas too. You do know posting pictures like that could affect those women in some way, shape, or form in the future. Like, those women are not Amber Rose.
Well, she does have the Amber Rose challenge going on
right
whack.
Now. Yeah, Amber Rose makes a living off doing that. These women that are online getting naked, emulating Amber Rose, they don't. That could affect your work history in the future. All right? And I know plenty of strong women who represent female empowerment and feminism who not showing their vagina online. Like, that's whack.
But yeah, I'm definitely not participating in the Amber Rose challenge.
And why
Why
don't women who people respect and are strong dispute that and say that's not the way? Why?
I
think the message gets lost because, first of all, I think a lot of people don't understand what the slut walk is supposed to be about, for female empowerment, for not being victim blamed when things happen to you when you're sexually assaulted. And I understand all of that because I've researched it. And some people don't understand that.
What does that have to do with her showing her vagina?
Well, because she's promoting that the slut walk is October 1st. So that was her way of getting people's attention.
Make a flyer. Make a flyer. Do a viral video.
Hold on.
You show off your vagina.
I understand that.
Oh,
but I do feel like her message gets lost in the way that she does it.
Yeah,
like, if you want to do a campaign that's about just saying that your body is not meant to be a sexual thing at all times. I'm proud of my body. Get other people involved.
Your vagina, that's sexual.
Yeah, you don't want your body to be sexual, but you get online butt naked. You know guys are masturbating to you and reducing you and objectifying you immediately.
That's what I'm saying. I think the message of what it is that she's trying to do does get lost. I don't think she delivers it.
What do you think of it, Angelique? Do you think it's cool for girls to get naked like that?
I would never do that, and I would never encourage anybody to do that. But I don't really care about seeing somebody's naked body. It's not a big deal to me. So I don't look at Amber Rose and say, oh my God, what is she doing? She's crazy. I do say I would never do that.
I'm gonna be honest
with
you.
I would never tell anybody else to do that.
I don't care if Amber does it because Amber gets paid to do that. I care about you young, impressionable girls
Absolutely.
Who don't even realize you are affecting your futures. What if later on in life you're looking for a job and somebody goes to your social media and the first thing pops up is you? And
it could be something that you regret later on
exactly.
if you do that.
And there's
now.
A lot of females that follow Amber Rose and will try to do the same thing to try to get the same check, and it'll ruin their future.
And guys can't have this conversation because when we say something, we're being misogynistic.
All right, now Amanda Bynes has addressed a tweet that she had put out a few years ago. 4 years ago, she tweeted, I want at Drake to murder my vagina. Well, she recently did an interview on Holly Scoop and explained what she was talking about. Here's what she said.
When you told Drake to murder your vagina,
I actually wasn't being insincere. I was like saying, murder my vagina.
Uh-huh. You were serious.
I was serious, but I was also on drugs. So that was my way of saying, like, let's do it, man. But I was like on drugs and trying to be hilarious. Yeah.
See, this is when
things don't mix well. Being on drugs and trying to be hilarious.
Yeah, but you just need to do an interview with black people. Because I wouldn't even have to ask that question. I know exactly what she meant when she said she wanted Drake to murder her vagina. Okay? Like, to a white person, they take that too literal. All right. How does one kill your vagina?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Will your vagina stop breathing?
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. TLC!
Woo-hoo. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. We got to start off with this. Charlamagne always talks about Chili blocking him on social media. Chili, are you blocking Charlamagne?
She blocked you?
She got me blocked on Twitter.
Blocked?
I'm like, what I do to Chili?
All
he does is love you and compliment you, and you
that
block him.
That is not true.
That is true.
You've been dissing
her. Never.
No,
why'd you block him?
Because he said something that wasn't nice.
It sounds about right.
I wouldn't have blocked him otherwise.
Have y'all ever heard me say anything bad about Chili? I haven't.
Maybe
I know.
It wasn't bad. Maybe it was a little out of order because sometimes you might say things.
If you don't have proof, you can't speak. I've never said that. I don't say that anymore.
Well, sometimes you could say things and you don't know you offend someone, but if she's saying she's offended, then maybe you did.
You got blocked, so it was.
So it had to be something.
It was a shock.
It was very necessary.
Because I was going through my block list and I'm like, Chili?
Your block list?
I was.
He said that every time.
I did. I'm like, Chili?
You got a block list. That's classic.
Ashanti has him blocked, so that's not
I don't know why that one either.
Well, he probably don't follow me because he don't ever mess with me, so that's good.
Ooh.
Amy Schumer got me blocked.
Odell Beckham,
well, yeah, Birdman.
What
really
you be doing?
I don't know.
You know.
But Chili was a shock to me. I was like, what did I say about
say
Chili?
Sorry.
I don't know what I said.
It's okay. It's
all right. It had to be something.
Well, I apologize, Chili.
Okay, thank you.
T-Bad, you should block him too.
For whatever I said.
And
then she came in and she's like, I don't want to sit near him.
Follow like that. You can go to his page and press block.
I block him too.
I just mute people because I don't
want to. You did for real?
I don't follow Charlamagne. I just block him too.
So you know that's a shame.
Well, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So we're getting this new album.
Yes.
It took a while.
Yes.
Perfected and done.
Mm-hmm.
This is the album that the fans paid for via Kickstarter?
Yes, mm-hmm. Through Kickstarter.
Was it a hard process as far as like just having to do everything yourself?
No, not really. Not really, but you know, we were really skeptical about doing Kickstarter to begin with. And then when we got into the, you know, politics and the business of it and how our manager explained it, it made a lot of sense.
The freedom.
It's free money.
But that's not money for us.
That's a responsibility.
Kickstarter is very different. You know, whatever the people are funding, it is for that particular thing. Mm-hmm.
And so you don't touch the money.
Yeah, you don't touch that money.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the thing
is... Oh, so it's not like they cut you a check. Like, no, the money
it's not like that.
No.
And then also we did it with rewards. Like, so you got to go to the movies with us.
For the contributors.
Yeah,
that's what,
right. Contributors.
Katy Perry has a sleepover with us.
Really?
She contributed.
She paid for it. Oh, that's dope.
Mm-hmm. So,
what about Left Eye's vocals? I know there was a problem clearing vocals at one time. Did y'all get Left Eye vocals on this album, or are there Left Eye vocals, I should say?
When we were recording 3D, and after she passed, and they wanted us to go back in and finish, we found as many of her raps that she was working on at the time for her solo stuff,
mm-hmm.
but she was on a different vibe, a very poetic kind of vibe. So everything that we could get for that time, we got, and because all the other stuff didn't match. And so it's kind of the same with this, but we do have her involved. I mean, she's on the album.
We incorporate her in every show. Like, we keep her spirit alive through everything we do.
Absolutely.
Do you feel the resurgence of the 90s vibe, too, just with the music that people are putting out today? It feels like everybody's kind of taken from the 90s now.
Yeah, I've been feeling that for a little bit. And it's funny because a lot of the young followers that we have now, because of the movie, we got this whole new generation, which is such a blessing. They always say stuff like, I was born in the wrong time, and you know, so they go back and they're listening not just to our stuff, but like a lot of people, you know, from that time. So
y'all ushered in the biopic era, though, at least for our generation.
Yeah,
I'm glad we were one of the first. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Did you guys get sued? Because they were gonna try to sue you. There was rumor that Pebbles was gonna sue you. Did she ever sue you?
More suing of Viacom, like all of us, right. Everybody.
No, it's a lawsuit. It's just sitting around. Nobody cares.
And y'all didn't speak to Pebbles after. Y'all didn't have a conversation. She didn't call y'all at all about the...
She should have instead of doing all that stuff. You know what I mean?
We too old for all of that. It's like, come on, man. I'm not a grudge holder. Like, it's just crazy. It's silly. It's silly. Some people can't let go of the past.
Chili.
But
you still got me blocked. You're a grudge holder. Okay.
Because you're mean.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
What did I do?
I don't know if you, like, got beat up in school growing up or something. Some attention you did not get. But it's one thing. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you can kind of be funny with people and speak your mind or whatever. It's just tacky.
There's a line you can't...
I feel like you're talking about the me from 3-4 years ago.
I'm talking about the you.
Last week.
You changed? No, hold on.
We all grow and we evolve. Absolutely.
Okay. Has he? Tell the truth.
I'm the most grown person in here. I am a New York Times best-selling author, okay? I've been on the New York Times best-selling list for 7 weeks in a row. I'm an author.
Okay. And I think sometimes...
What does that mean?
Yeah, listen, keep it real. Sometimes Charlamagne is mean.
When have I been mean? Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
Just the way you say it. You just choose to be tacky. You're like,
and Envy's like,
you
come on, man. Like,
we're not the same.
Yes, you are.
No, for the fat people sometimes.
Kindred spirit.
You do offend people.
I don't make fun of fat people. I encourage people to be healthy. It's a difference. Like, see, that's what I don't like. It's wording.
But wait, hold on.
Skinny and
but what if they have, like, illness or thyroid problems and you're tapping into something different? No, seriously. People have illnesses.
Absolutely.
Some people are on medication.
But then you're touching people,
weight.
Like, you're going deeper into something that they may be really dealing with. They could have died or whatever.
If we live a life where we bite our tongue based off who we may offend, we never would say anything. Because anything you say could be offensive.
I'm not buying it. Just let's go on to the next question. I'm not even. Why are we entertaining this? Because you know what you do and how you do it. I really want to. I'm going to find out why. I'm going to go back and interview some people.
You can read my book.
It's a New York Times bestseller. I'm going to get in touch with some family members and be like, come on.
What's going on?
Give it to me.
Let T-Bass talk about her book.
I'm coming out with a book September 12th.
There you go.
And I'm talking about very positive things.
There you go.
To help people in life.
Okay.
To motivate them. Charlamagne?
That's what my book is. It's 8 principles. It's 8 principles that I learned in my life that I'm using to empower people.
Charlamagne.
Not the God.
Yeah.
Charlamagne, not the God.
I'm going to hold you to it, so I'm going to see.
It's out there.
You like that.
Okay. All right, we got more with TLC when we come back. We'll also find out if Chili is still looking for love, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have TLC in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
Chili, did you expect to get the flack you received for your All Lives Matter comments?
I was shocked because it was definitely taken out of context.
Explain the comments to people who haven't heard the comments.
Now you understand being taken out of context.
It was just one little piece. It's like you didn't listen to the whole interview.
Right.
So, well, they didn't play the whole interview.
Yeah, they didn't.
That's what
that.
Happens now. It's a headline.
I know. It's crazy. I was like, what?
Now, has Chili found love yet?
You know, I'm not searching for it.
We know you're not searching for it, but has it came in your doorstep? Has it fell on your lap?
Not soulmate type material. You know what I mean? So, we're friends. Mm-hmm. We're good friends. Your family is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you really have all those kids? Are all those kids between you and your wife?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. Wow. That's a lot of kids.
That's dope.
No, it's not.
She made it seem just because you're black. Just because you're a black man, it can't be all your kids. That's offensive, Chili. That's offensive.
See how he starts, man.
It's offensive.
I'm offended by that.
Yes.
Because your wife, I mean, that's what I'm saying. She doesn't look like she's giving birth to 5
children. She pops them right out.
That's crazy. You guys are such a beautiful family.
Thank you.
I feel like Gia delivers the baby herself, picks the baby up and just leaves.
No, we're very lucky, very blessed for that.
Charlamagne, do you have any kids?
I have 2 beautiful daughters.
I gotta talk to them.
Yeah. One will be 9 in June, the other will be 2 in August.
I gotta talk to them immediately.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah, my son is almost 2.
So you're not dating Nick Cannon? We've seen you with Nick Cannon's chain. And
this is so old now.
We just saw him, we've seen his sister. I thought that would have been a nice thing.
Because
Nick
stuff.
Is nice, you're nice.
No, he is nice. He is nice.
They're friends. She said they're just friends. He even said when he was up here, he didn't want to do you dirty or anything
like
that.
Yeah, he respects me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chili, I still have not said anything about Chili. Ever.
That's not true.
Only thing I ever said, I made some comments about your baby hairs. But that's it.
Okay. Yeah,
that's all. And it wasn't even bad.
Yeah.
I just said you can't really trust women with natural baby heads. That's all.
No, that I wouldn't have blocked you.
Yeah, that's all I'm about to say.
You had to say, I want to know.
I want to know too, Ms. T-Boss.
We got to dig back in the arc. I'm sure somebody on Twitter is going to let us know.
Please let me know.
Let us know what Charlamagne did to get blocked.
The day that I blocked him, that's where the comment was. I was like, what?
Let's go back to that.
I would love to know what I said.
Then we'll call you up here and tell you what you did.
Because I own all my BS, but I don't remember saying anything about Chili.
Sometimes Charlamagne forgets things that he says, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, he'll give somebody donkey today and forget he did it.
But it couldn't have been TLC, because TLC inspired me when I was young. I even talk about it in my book, how my cousin called me a scrub and told me that I was a scrub, and I'm that guy in the passenger side of my man's ride, and that made me want to get up out my mama house. So I don't know what I said about TLC that would offend Chili.
Well, was it just? It must have been just about Chili.
Yeah, it was me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't recall that one.
Now, right, back to the album.
Figure this out.
Now, with so much going on in this world, with Donald Trump, political stuff, so what does the album talk, does it talk about any of that?
American Gold does. It's a song, and this was done before he was in office.
Mm-hmm.
It covers the Black Lives Matter. Because I be having my rants, you know, on social media about that, because, you know, it bothers me. So it prompted us to write this song. And it's basically saying how we fight for our country and we, you know, bleed and, you know, die on this American soil. And we fight for this American goal, but our country doesn't always fight for us.
Right.
And it's in hopes of our country and us being how we should be. Because, you know, a lot of people who follow Black Lives Matter, like, that shouldn't just be about one thing. It should be all of us trying to stick together. You know, but we bash each other so much and dog each other out. Like, it should be an overall, let's unite and help each other out. And, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess that's the reason there is a Black Lives Matter movement, though, because a lot of people feel like we're all not united, because when things happen to Black people in this country, people don't stand up for us.
Yeah, but other we as Black people, like, you know what I'm saying? We bash each other.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying, instead of it just being about people getting killed by cops and all that, it should be us sticking together as a people, for real, and not just talking crap on Instagram. What have you really done for your, you know, community? I know what I've done.
Gotcha.
But a lot of people just be computer thugs. And like, if you really think somebody's misguided or said something you didn't like or whatever,
teach them.
You would, uplift them, talk them, or, and, but not just block them. I'm just saying, you wouldn't down them, start calling them names. And right. Like, people came on my page saying, I hope you die from sickle cell. Like,
whoa.
What?
Oh, no, they get evil.
No, they get evil. If you really are taking up for Black Lives Matter,
you
like, that's not an example.
Like,
you wouldn't say something like
then
that.
Then you go, like, somebody would say something so crazy to you, then you go on their page and they're like, hashtag.
No, but when
Black
I told
Lives
him,
Matter,
gotta do with you.
Right.
And then he was like, but T-Boz, I'm a fan. And I just, like, stop that.
That's the worst kind of trolling.
Stop that.
Don't wish death on me, and then when I say something back to you, you tell me I just wanted your attention.
Yeah. But you don't. But something I could have, like, I really fought for. Like, there's plenty of times I almost died for real, and you say that. Like, it doesn't get up under my skin, but that's just evil.
Still. Mm-hmm.
It's evil.
Yeah.
Like, it's not cool.
So, how did you guys end up hooking up working with Snoop for Way Back?
Oh.
And how much was that feature?
He did a charity event that I do for Sickle Cell called T-Boz Unplugged. When I say I love him, like,
I do too.
I love him.
He is amazing.
He's a good person. Absolutely.
He's such a good guy.
Amazing. And I couldn't see no one else because he has
that song called Bitches Ain't Shit with Holes and Tricks.
I love that.
There are some bitches
and
hoes
and
hoes.
You ain't got him
blocked,
though.
He ain't talking about it.
But he's talking about it. That's how he's talking. He's not talking to us. There are bitches and hoes, and we don't like neither one of them. And that's one of my... That's my song. Okay?
That's my song.
And
some guys are bitches, too.
Love the Dogtown, too.
Say,
all right, when we come back, will Charlamagne apologize to Chili? Well, we'll find out when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have TLC in the building. Charlamagne.
T-Bot, didn't you used to work with Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice?
Don't say I worked with him.
I was on the show.
I was on the show. Never worked with him.
Did you see any of the inkling of what we're seeing now?
I didn't like him then.
Really?
So, and yet, no, I wasn't fond of him then. And so, really not now, but I didn't like him back then.
He doesn't seem like a fun person.
He just like was disrespectful.
Because you see a lot of the hip-hop guys used to hang out with him. But And it's like now, I don't know him, but now it seems like he's a totally different person from what he portrayed back then.
Yeah, it was portrayed. That's the word.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you are who you are. Just take certain things to bring that out and show and bring it to the forefront. But that was always in him or it wouldn't be, you know, exist. So... I never was a fan. I just felt like he never affected my job. Mm-hmm. I was there to win money for sickle cell. I did that, and my job was done. I only did it for charity and to raise awareness because it was a good platform at the time. And that's when staying at the Trump Hotel and all that was all right. It's like, oh, you got some money, you stay in there, or, you know, you live in the towers or whatever. But it brought a lot of light to the disease because it's predominantly, you know, Black. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to raise awareness, and that was a good platform.
You just didn't like his energy back then?
No, because he was just, you know how men shouldn't disrespect men in front of women, and, like, he was just talking to camera crew crazy. And
I don't like people like that.
He's like, hurry the... Well, I can't cuss on you, but you know what I'm talking about.
Now, how's your guys' relationships with each other? Do you feel like after working on the movie together, going through all the hardships that you guys went through, it made you guys even stronger as far as the bond that you have?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything just, I mean, because we've been through so much together. And,
a lot.
You know, we've never broken up and just nothing like that.
We ever went through like periods of time where you didn't get along and talk to each other?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're sisters. So that was mostly when Lisa was here, you know, during those times, because they got on my nerves most of the time. Anyway.
I'm an instigator. And she got mad because I used to laugh with their arguments. And I'd be like, are you going to take that from her?
Like, I instigate everything.
Started. I am. I'm not gonna lie. I love it.
Did y'all have a fist fight? Y'all had a fist fight.
No, never. Now we had a fight.
We don't
fuck with nobody
together.
If I have a fight.
Oh no.
After
really?
That,
no,
we
no.
done.
Mm-mm.
I don't go back.
No,
mm-hmm.
no.
So that's why that part can never happen.
Yeah.
Never.
That
would
be the end.
We've
come
really
close,
yeah. And I talk about one time
yeah.
I almost fought Lisa.
Yep.
And I talk about that in my book.
Yep.
She had me, boy.
And I walked out the
I was
room
about to fight her and her
boyfriend.
It was him.
I gotta go.
So, you know, I was outside the trunk. My stuff
out.
Was about to go down.
What could she do to make you guys want to fight her that was so bad?
We are on the road. Her boyfriend goes in, fires our sound guy.
He does.
Like, it's not like, Lisa, you should talk to your girls and tell them he suck and then y'all should fire him. No. He took it upon himself, like it's her group, and just her solo, and just fired him.
Did he suck, though?
She
was
allowed...
the sound guy suck?
He was Michael Jackson's guy. No, he just made a couple of errors, but stuff happens, but it wasn't his fault. It was a technical issue.
But she allowed him to do stuff.
Yeah, but when we talked to her about it, she didn't... Well, we're coming to her respectfully, like, you know, it should be a thing where he should tell you, and then you should come to us, because this is what we started together.
Right.
So it was stuff like that, and then, you know, it would just cause friction. But when he was gone, she was back to normal and back to our sweet baby.
Do you see who that boyfriend is in the book?
Yep, Poppy.
Poppy.
Yeah. That's what she called him, Poppy. Like, he wrote on Scrubs and everything. I just.
You still don't like him to this day?
No.
No, we don't like him.
Damn. Y'all got him permanently blocked.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
No, because I see what he was doing. He was taking advantage of her. And you know how your friends sometimes on the outside could see
and she couldn't
what's
see.
Going on?
Right.
No, and he was just trying to get her for the money. Like,
And it's hard to tell your friend that, because the more you tell somebody that, the more they get defensive.
Rebellious.
So what are we getting this album? What's the date? Do we have a date?
June 30th.
Make sure you get the album.
Why were you such an instigator, though? Back then.
No, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's finish talking about this album real quick.
I'm sorry, Chili.
You still blocked
me. We have things to do.
I'm
got to block him in here as well.
Block you in here.
You know?
I'm sorry, Chili. Teach you with this.
Yes. She's like,
June 30th. Chili, do you think that you're sensitive, though? Like, out of TLC, would you say you were the most sensitive one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Damn,
yeah.
She is. She is.
I'm about to block you now, Jibai. You block me.
I'm not sensitive at all. I'm a little better now that I have kids.
But Chili, Chili looked at the face like you are sensitive.
But I worked on that. My children helped me, honestly.
Thank God for the kids.
Thank God.
Back in the day, they would be like...
I can answer.
Thank God.
No,
because back in the day, they would be like, just be careful.
That?
Absolutely.
What you hear?
They were just like, be careful. If you say something disrespectful, she's quick to throw back.
T-Boss?
Immediately.
I can see that.
They say immediately. They say
she looked like she want to punch you right now.
No, I don't.
That's old T-Boss.
No, Angel, girl.
That's old T-Boss.
That's the old me, and I put it in biblical terms. We call it BCAC now. BC before Chase, I was off the chain. Mm-hmm. AC is after Chase and Chance, and I'm good. I'm like...
So you've grown, you've evolved.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What you trying to say?
People can't judge
you. I ain't do what you did. I ain't start no mess with nobody.
Okay.
All right. I don't talk when I fight. I'm just going to hit. Like, I'm not...
Oh, my gosh.
Goodness gracious, T-Bud.
T-Bud, you ain't never tried to hook Chili up with somebody?
No, she don't want my friends.
They ain't no good. She won't want my guy friends, because I hang with all guys, and they're no good. I have a couple that are good, but they're married, but she's cool with them, too. So, no, my friends ain't no good. Uh-uh.
At least you know that, though.
Yeah. That's why I would never hook my friends up with them, unless she just want to hoe, and whatever you choose to do, you know, I don't get into grown folks' business. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I can't stand male hoes. It's like, it's just...
Why are you shaming? People can do what they want with their body,
I said
Chili.
Male hoe. I don't want to date them. That's not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
True. I don't want that. You know. Right. You can do that. That's fine, but I'm not interested.
What about a reformed male hoe? Like, he used to be, but now he's a good guy.
You think they're really reformed?
I don't know.
I think
I don't
that...
Think
yeah,
so.
I do. I think, because there's a couple of them in this room. But
you can never find out if somebody's truly reformed if you have them blocked, because you're not watching them, so you don't know what they could be tweeting about God for all you know.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Some people just have to stay blocked out of your life. Everybody's not meant to stay in your life forever.
You are.
You know, recent season or lifetime.
Right. Or never.
Not a lifetime.
Well, apologize to her one more time.
I apologize.
No, you didn't. You didn't really. You just said you don't know what you did.
Yes, I did.
I said he apologized, Shirley.
And I don't even know what I'm apologizing for, which I never do, by the way.
But you're apologizing because... Even though you don't know what you said,
I offended her in some way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if I offended you in some way, Chili, I apologize.
You still not
apologize. I think your baby hairs are immaculate.
I do keep the peace. So you see what I mean? I have grown.
Yes, because you used to be an instigator.
Are you going to play our song with Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
He's lying to you. Now, you should block him for lying to you.
He's
lying to you. Chili, I'm telling you, he's lying to you.
Are you really? Don't. You're not a liar.
He won't now because the pressure's on him.
Tell her if you play it, she has to unblock Shelly.
Hell no. She has to keep him blocked. If I play this record, you got to keep him blocked.
No, we good.
If I play this record,
you can't barter for me?
You can block him again right away.
You can't barter for me?
If you haven't, sir, we're going to play the song in the mix this morning, and we appreciate you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
I'm still fanning out over here, so, you know.
Aw, you're sweet. Thank you.
And
for
your baby
real.
Hairs are immaculate, Chili. You're immaculate. You're beautiful. Your arms are amazing.
See?
Your arms are amazing.
Said something bad. Golly, I gotta know.
I wanna know,
in Twitter land,
please dig
go
this
hear
up
it today that Charlamagne was blocked and see what said so we can know this. And we're gonna call you.
Dig it up for me and I'm gonna retweet it on Twitter and apologize.
Too picky and guys and choosing a guy, her list was too long, but that's not offensive.
No, I'm sure it's worse than that.
Mm-mm. We all say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you have it. It's TLC, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Never found out why Chili has me blocked on social media, but that is no way to treat a New York Times bestselling author.
Shut up,
I am so disappointed.
Shut up!
Well, she said reason, season's time. She just doesn't feel it.
She ain't got no reason. But, you know, God bless her. Wish Chili the best. Go out there and buy TLC's album.
There you go.
What is it called?
TLC.
Kickstarter? Oh, what is it called?
It's not called Kickstarter.
What is it
called? See? Here you are being Charlamagne.
No, I'm serious.
The album is not called Kickstarter. You know it's not called.
I don't know what I thought it was. What is it called?
You thought it was called
TLC.
It's self-titled?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This guy's shady.
I really did not know that. I thought it was
Shady McGrady over there. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tory Lanez.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. This guy on The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Tory Lanez was shopping before the Bonnaroo Festival, and apparently somebody that worked at the store, Holt Renfrew, did not know who he was and was dismissive toward him. He felt like he was being discriminated against, and Tory Lanez posted video that a lot of people have since reposted. Check it out.
I gotta get him. Look at his ass. Say hello. Yeah, we balled out your shit. We walked in the store. He didn't think we was gonna buy nothing. We balled out his shit. We Gucci down, we Louis Vuitton down, we everything.
All right, so he said it's not the fact that we spent $35,000 in there. We were already going to go there and do that. It's the fact that he didn't get the percentage.
Man, Tory Lanez, if you don't sit your dumb ass down, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. The man going to discriminate against you, and then you're going to spend $35,000 in his store?
Well, I guess his point was he didn't spend the money with him.
No.
He spent
the money
with another employee that helped him with the transaction, so that person would not benefit from the sale.
No, that store got to pay for the sins of its dumb ass prejudiced store
employees.
F that. I'd have pulled out the money and said, okay, well, I'm going to take all of this somewhere else. Kiss my ass. Mm.
All right. It's hard. What would you have done, Envy? I know you've been in that situation.
I probably would have bought it and then brought it right back just to show him that I could pay for it, just to make him go through all the process.
And you bought it back. Aha, he really couldn't pay for it.
Man, y'all care too much about what people think. I would give a damn.
All right. Now, 50 Cent. I knew this was going to happen after Irv Gotti came up on The Breakfast Club and did his interview. Here are some things that Irv Gotti had to say on The Breakfast Club.
The hottest rapper in the world is saying, me going on a world tour. I come up to radio. Real paperwork.
I'm like,
this is going to kill this guy. He's calling me a and he has an order of protection against me. Shouldn't that have been in the real world the death blow? The guy who's proclaiming to be the roughest, toughest Don Dollar bully You got beat up and poked up and you ran to the precinct. You took out an order of protection. That's like your baby mother does. And you're saying, I smell it's you.
Wow, it got really crazy when Irv Gotti was up here. Well, 50 Cent, of course, had some things to say in response. First, he posted a picture of Irv Gotti with his ex-girlfriend, and he said, LOL, you in love with the call girl. Shorty was one of Taz Angel's SMH, and you just kiss her in the mouth. You got to get your life together, sucker. And then he posted, you think people can't see you soft, Irv? You say you beat the feds. No, you never did nothing, you effing punk. I will slap the ish out of you, and you will say, thanks, may I have another? LOL. And the reason he said that is because of this part of Irv Gotti on The Breakfast Club.
We just got to sit and weather the f***ing storm while this is smacking us and spitting in our faces. We have to go like this. Thank you, may I have another.
That's why.
Thank you, may I have another.
Well, right. That reignited fast.
Why can't you fall in love with a Taz Angel, though?
Wasn't
50 dating a Taz Angel at one point?
No.
What was that girl named that had the tattoos? What was her name?
Tatted Up Holly?
Yeah.
She wasn't a Taz Angel.
She's not a Taz Angel.
Oh, she was the equivalent of one, right? Wasn't she something?
No.
No, I think she was a bartender in a strip club.
Taz Angels, bartenders, startenders, all the same difference. What are we doing here, people? What are we doing here? Now is the difference.
Now, Irv Gotti posted, no matter what comes at you in life, hold your head high, face that ish like a man, and keep moving forward. The things I've been through would have crushed a normal N-word. I haven't been normal since I was born. Anyone who knows me will tell you that. But when you, with God the way I am, you look back at the worst times of your life and you say that was beautiful too, because God put me through it.
He was saying one is a prostitute and one is just a bartender. He was saying,
so the Taz Angels are prostitutes?
I don't know. Allegedly.
I don't know. I thought they were bartenders.
All right.
You know what?
I don't know.
They don't work in a bar.
They don't work in a club.
The startenders don't work in a bar.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
They do, but they're not really bartenders.
What do they do?
They really make drinks. Yes, they are behind the bar making drinks for people. That's their job.
Tweet me right now if any of the startenders have ever made you a decent drink.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten drinks from them. Shout out to the startenders.
Well, God bless all of them.
Bobby Christina's ex-boyfriend, Nick Gordon, has been arrested, and he was arrested Saturday. That was for domestic violence, battery, and kidnapping, false imprisonment of an adult after he had an incident with his girlfriend at their home. They're saying the young woman had to go to the hospital. There's pictures also of her arm with bruises all over it. And she's saying that he was angry, accused her of flirting with friends of his while they were out at a sports bar. And she said when they returned home, they argued all night and he started punching and hitting her and refused to let her leave. He also snatched her laptop that she was trying to use to communicate with her sister. And then police were called. They found him in the pool area. He's saying he never hit the woman and that she attacked him, and he wants to press charges against her now.
When are we sending Nick Gordon to World Star Island? Like, we got to get him out of here. Can we ship him away?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
So I guess we'll see what happens. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yeah, right. All right.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes! Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 12th goes to Tory Lanez. Now, your Uncle Sharla gets on this radio all the time, and I tell you kids to go where you're celebrated, not where you are tolerated. Well, clearly Tory Lanez has never been told that, because this weekend he was at a high-end Canadian boutique called Haute Renfrew. Am I even pronouncing that bougie?
I never heard
right?
of it before.
Probably not. Haute Renfrew. That's how I know it's high-end, because I can't pronounce it. Anything high-end, Balenciaga, Balmain, I can't pronounce any of it, okay? Regardless of how much money I make, I'm not one of those people who go chasing high-end. I stick to the Targets and the orders off Amazon Prime that I'm used to. Now, Tory Lanez was in this high-end store, and he said that he was a victim of discrimination. Apparently, he walked into Haute Renfrew, and they acted like he shouldn't be there. So instead of leaving and taking his money elsewhere, Tory did this.
I gotta get him. Look at his ass. Say hello. Yeah, we balled out your shit. We walked in the store. He didn't think we was gonna buy nothing. We balled out his shit. We Gucci down. We Louis Vuitton down. We everything.
Yes, he got discriminated against. So to punish the store, he went and spent $35,000 in said store. He just didn't spend it with that store clerk. Yes, Tory Lanez got discriminated against in this high-end store. And to punish them, he spent $35,000 in the store. Tory Lanez, why did you think this was a good idea?
somebody discriminates against you and you reward them. If anything, you should have showed the store clerk all your money and then said, I'm taking this elsewhere. You know what this reminded me of? This was the equivalent of coming to America when the king tracked down Hakeem and Simi in Queens. Now, in this scenario, Tory Lanez is the king and this high-end store, Haute Renfrew, is Simi. Remember how the king chose to punish Simi?
You have disgraced yourself and you must be punished. You will confine yourself to our royal suite at the Waldorf Astoria and see that he puts on some decent attire. And I want you to bathe him thoroughly.
Yeah, and then Haute Renfrew responded to Tory Lanez by saying this.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
Tory Lanez, are you dumb? Huh?
Are you dumb?
Dear Tory Lanez, Tory tweeted out, it's not the fact that we spent $35K in there. We were already going there to do that. It's the fact that he didn't get the percentage. Tory, hell no. The real statement is you're not spending money in that store at all, okay? You don't spend money in that store because one of their clerks had the nerve, the unmitigated gall, to discriminate against you, and you have to make the whole store look at him crazy because he cost them all that money for the day. Do you think that store, Haute Renfrew, gives a damn why you spent $35K or who you spent it with? Do you think that was the only person in the store who discriminates against people? What if that store clerk was a reflection of a system in that store? If that's the case, then you rewarded a prejudiced system. And if they didn't reflect the store clerk, who gives a damn? Damn, they all got to pay for the sins of that store clerk, okay? Play this foolish young man, Tory Lanez, again. Play him bragging about balling out.
I got to get him. Look at his ass. Say hello. Yeah, we balled out your shit. We walked in the store. He didn't think we was going to buy nothing. We balled out his shit. We Gucci down. We Louis Vuitton down. We everything.
Your Uncle Charlo will never understand why we feel the need to prove something to people who don't give a damn about us. This is a sign of insecurity because this store clerk fronted on you and you felt the need, Tory, to prove to him that you had it. Personally, I wouldn't give a damn. If that was me, if the store clerk had fronted on me, I would have said, cool, you're lost. I love proving people wrong. And one of my greatest pleasures in life is doing what people say I cannot do. But if I know I got the money, I don't give a damn who thinks I don't. That's the thing. Everyone should remember about this whole situation called life. I don't give a damn what a person thinks when I myself know the truth. It doesn't matter what the store clerk believed. Tory knew he was wrong, and that should have been enough. Okay? That store clerk let his own prejudice cause him not to get a commission, but that's not enough in situations like that, huh? You have to take it out on the whole store. Period. Okay? Tory, you did absolutely nothing by spending $35K in Haute Renfrew. All right? You like a slave paying your massa reparations. Well, Master, I know you had me in slavery all these years, kicking my ass, but I want to reward you for that, Master. When you care about what other people think, you will always be a prisoner to them. Listen, Tory Lanez and everybody who thinks they have to prove things to people, you have no responsibility to live up to what other people think you ought to accomplish, okay? Tory, you have no responsibility to be like they expect you to be. It's that store clerk and that store's mistake, not your failing. Please give Tory Lanez some of the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
See, I disagree.
Oh, shit.
Dude, disagree. Let's go.
No, I disagree. I would do this. I've done it before. That guy shouldn't get the commission. You should give somebody else a commission up there that wants to treat you with respect. And I'd have got that guy fired. I wouldn't have balled out like that. I'd have definitely put his ass on Instagram and made fun of him and got his full name. And then I would have complained. And I wouldn't have stopped until he got fired. I've done it before.
Well, that's a waste of time.
It's not, because most of the times all these people get fired.
It's a waste of time and it's a sign of insecurity, because if you know you got it, who gives a damn?
It's not about having it.
And by the way,
what if that store clerk, when you walk into a store?
Like I said in the donkey, what if that store clerk is a reflection of the whole store? What if that store has a system of prejudice?
Well, I guess the other person that helped him, though, I think was pretty helpful and good.
So it wasn't, you know, a reflection on the store of the other person who helped him, but that person needs to get fired. I mean, you let it go, that person never gets fired.
I do agree that the person does need to get fired.
Again, I would have pushed that issue to that person got fired. I've done it before. I've done it at car dealerships. I've done it at shoe stores. I've done it at clothing stores. If you treat me with disrespect,
I'm going to get you fired.
I'm going to go hard.
And by the way,
I'm going to go hard. I've done it at, what, Bye Bye Baby? Like,
yeah. You have to see me when you come to the window.
Exactly.
You
better have that same energy.
I don't have no reason to prove anything to anybody. That is that store's mistake.
I got nothing to prove.
Period.
But you're going to respect me and my kind. That's it.
Who cares? I'm going to take my money elsewhere. I might even flash my bread and be like, cool, I'm just going to spend this somewhere else.
F that.
I'm not going to drop 35 grand in the store. I'm not rewarding somebody for punishing me.
You're going to respect me.
I'm going to pay my master reparations after he had me enslaved.
No, we're going to get you fired, and we ain't going to stop till you fired. But anyway, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, shoot your shot. If you want to shoot your shot, maybe you feeling somebody, maybe you like somebody. We open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051, and we allow you to shoot your shot. Maybe you want to, you're feeling a coworker a little bit, and you want the opportunity to holler at her or him. Or maybe it's somebody that, I don't know, you've seen at a baseball game, on a train, on a bus. You want to shoot your shot, we'll let you do it when we come back.
I got to go get my Bible, because Bang Bros just tweeted me and told me to stop by next time in your... You're in Miami, so you can see it's real. See how the devil
Bang Bros is
you?
Not real. They
you
don't
hush your noise.
Walk
this is
up
a verified
people.
Account.
That is staged.
All right. This is a verified account.
You better pull your Bible out.
I'm pulling my Bible out.
So you're not going to go visit Bang Bros.
The devil tempting me like
he
this
better not.
Right. Look at the devil.
Oh, my goodness. This is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Stop by.
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
All right, we got Chris on the line. Now, Chris, it's time to shoot your shot. Who you want to shoot your shot at, Chris?
I want to shoot my shot at Dina.
Who's Dina?
Dina's actually my best friend's ex-girlfriend. They broke up.
Your best friend's ex-girl, you know you shouldn't do that. Did you talk to your best friend about this first?
Well, that's the other thing. I'm not even best friends with him anymore, so I don't really see why it matters.
What do you mean, why it matters?
I mean, that was your best friend. How did y'all start talking and why?
Okay. So, my buddy Greg, he's just a big pothead, you know, just smokes weed, stays at home, plays video games, doesn't do much else.
What home? Does he have his own home or you live with his parents or something?
Nah, he's in the basement of his parents' house.
But this is your best friend.
He's a scrub.
He was my best friend. Here, we were friends in high school and we just kind of continued being friends after that. And I just finally kind of had enough. It really turned me off when he was like disrespectful to Dina. Once I started seeing that, I was like, well, yo, hey, I mean, is he treating me the same way? He's treating everyone like garbage? Like, that just...
So Dina's his girlfriend?
Right. Yeah.
Dina's
at the
his
time,
ex-girlfriend.
They were dating.
So Dina got a scrub named Greg.
Yes.
Scrub is a guy who thinks he's fine and also known as a buster.
So I just... That's what turned me on to it. And then I started, you know, noticing my interaction with him. Like, he was kind of just using me for rides and... Oh, let's go eat. Oh, but, you know, I'll get you next time. That kind of thing. And I'm just like, you know what?
That's your dumbass. You keep falling for that one, though. What you mean?
What? Yeah, exactly. And me and him have a falling out. And then I just heard recently that Dina finally got some sense and she broke it off with him. So
you're going to give it a shot?
I thought she was...
But let me ask you a question.
I thought she was cute and...
You had to feel something while she was dating him, because you're just not going to call this girl randomly and it might not work. So was there something? Was there a spark, a flirt, or something?
Yeah. I mean, I thought I felt something. I could see her kind of eyeing me here and there when we were all hanging out. And, I mean, I never talked to her. I never texted her or anything. But, you know, when we're all hanging out together, it just seemed like, hey... She might be interested.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Sounds like she about to block you the way Chili blocked me on freaking Twitter. I'm going to be honest with you. This don't sound good, brother. I'm going to be honest. This don't sound like it's going to go anywhere.
Sounds like she doesn't have great taste in men either.
Damn it, man.
Sound like you trying to crank the lawnmower. You know, you got to keep pulling the string over and over, but it ain't starting.
All right.
It might turn over this time.
I don't think so, brother.
All right. When we come back, let's call Dina and see if Chris will successfully shoot his shot. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Chris on the line. He's about to shoot his shot with his former friend's ex, Dina. Little confusing, but let's see how this plays out.
Hello?
Hey, Dina, what's up? It's Chris.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm good. I got your number from a mutual friend, and I heard you broke up with Greg recently.
Yeah, I did. That fool is just not it anymore, you know. Well, you know, you guys were... I mean, last time I saw you, you guys weren't cool either. He's just getting to be too much. He just doesn't care about shit anymore.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't really appreciate you, but anyway, I don't want to talk about him, but so I was thinking maybe we could kick it. Maybe go out, get some dinner or some drinks and catch up on whatever's been going on with you.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, as long as Greg's all around, I think it'd be cool. I mean, I saw how you were always so nice to me and everybody else, and honestly, that's what I'm looking for. And I'm just trying to be upfront because I don't need any more bullshit or drama or anything like that.
Ain't no woo-hoo-hoo. This ain't no hookup. This a friend zone. You talk about let's go out for drinks and food. This thing, you ain't out for no booty.
Well, that's how you start off. You don't just do that right away.
Yeah, man,
hey,
ain't
Dina.
We had a problem with Dina. Hey,
Dina.
Hi.
Now, Dina, correct me if I'm wrong, but you think that Chris just wants to be friendly with you and is just inviting you out for food and drinks to try to make your spirits better, right?
I mean, you never know with a guy what he's up to, you know.
So you wouldn't mind if Chris came on to you?
I wouldn't mind it.
Okay.
I think he's a good guy.
All right, Chris, now, do that over. Start again. Tell her what you really want.
Hi, Dina. I'd like to have a little sleepover.
You what? You like to have a sleepover?
Wait, hold on.
What?
Chris.
I like that line.
Chris, don't you have to get to that point first?
No, let that man cook. Leave him alone. I like that, Chris.
Are we having a pajama party?
There you go, a pajama party. A pajama jammy jam.
Dina, would you mind if he sleeps over, Dina? Would you mind, Dina, if he sleeps over?
I mean, if we're having too many drinks
Now I'm watching these shots fall. Now you Steph Curry with the shot.
But there's still some drinks involved and some dinner.
now you look like a Golden State
Warrior.
I like
to keep people safe, you know? I don't want no drinking and driving.
There you go. Chris, now you look like a Golden State Warrior. You look like a Cav at the beginning of this call, okay? Congratulations, sir.
Well, good luck, and hopefully everything works out.
Woo-woo!
Thank you.
Yeah,
guys.
Man. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There you go, Chris.
All right.
Yeah, Chris said, thanks, guys. I wasn't expecting all that.
Shoot your shot. We got rumors on the way. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, Chris Brown has his documentary, Welcome to My Life, and he talks about dating Rihanna and how they were just so in love. He said he was the first one to say, I love you. They dated secretly for 8 months before they came out as a power couple. He said he was ready to marry and settle down. He wanted to propose, but he had a big secret that he was hiding from her. And once he shared that secret with his girlfriend, that's when things went left.
What was the secret? Yeah. Circumcised?
Well, she was suspicious early on in their romance about a woman he once worked with. He lied to her and said that everything was strictly professional, but they had, in fact, had a situation.
Who's the woman?
He doesn't say in this. As the relationship became super serious, he decided that he had to tell her the truth, and that's when things got toxic and
they
got into
fights.
Rookie
mistake.
A lot of jealousy. He said in the documentary that it was an encounter with that woman at Clive Davis's Grammys pre-party that caused that huge fight where he infamously ended up attacking her. He said that the woman that he formerly had hooked up with showed up at his table to say hi, and Rihanna lost it. She broke down in tears. He got her to calm down. They left the party. They got into a fight inside of his car, and that's when she ended up battered and bruised because he hit and bit her, and he was then slammed with assault charges.
I'm going to be honest with you. Chris Brown should be trying to make us forget about that situation. Like, that story right there is something that should come out like 10 years from now. It still seems like it's too early.
I'm sure there's things he still want to get off his chest, though. Like, he just never really got it off. He just wants to let it go. Let it go.
I just feel like Chris Brown ruined a great opportunity. Chris Brown should be like the male Beyonce at this point. Chris Brown was doing Big Red commercials. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum.
Double Mint.
This was 8 years ago that this happened, too.
That was that long ago?
Yes, it was in 2009.
Still too early. He should be trying to make us forget about it.
All right. Now, Bill Maher, in the meantime, has had some talks on his Real Time with Bill Maher show. That's after he dropped the N-word, calling himself a house N-word. Well, he was on with Michael Eric Dyson, and he made an apology. Here's what Bill Maher said.
I just don't want to pretend this is more of a race thing than a comedian thing. Comedians are a special kind of monkey,
so to speak.
Sometimes we transgress a sensitivity point. I mean, my friend Kathy Griffin wanted to say to her, is she said, Trump broke me.
Right.
No, he shouldn't. And my career is over. No, it's not.
Right.
You make a mistake, you don't have to go away.
Right.
Everyone makes mistakes.
That is very true. I watched it. I thought it was dope. I feel like Michael Eric Dyson, Ice Cube, and Simone Sanders all did what they were supposed to do. And I would never understand the logic of people on social media who did not want them to go the Bill Maher show. So you'd rather talk about Bill Maher on social media than have somebody go to his show and confront him to his face.
Well, Ice Cube also went on the show, and here's what happened with that conversation.
I accept your apology, but I still think we need to get to the root of the psyche, because I think it's a lot of guys out there cross the line because they a little too familiar. You know, it's a word that has been used against us. It's like a knife, man. And you can use it as a weapon or you can use it as a tool. It's been used as a weapon against us by white people. That's our word now. And you can't have it back. I like your show. I like you. But I think this is a teachable moment, not just to you, but to the people that's watching right now.
Definitely was a teachable moment, and Ice Cube did exactly what he was supposed to do. And for all you idiots who are saying that he only invited those people to this show to speak on the N-word, that's not true. Because if you actually watch Bill Maher, you would see that Ice Cube and Simone Sanders were announced last Friday to be on the show. Michael Eric Dyson got added this
week.
But those
he
other
took
two,
someone's place.
Yeah, those other two are already scheduled to be on the show. And yes, you should go check a person to their face instead of just sitting on social media tweeting about them all day.
And shout to Ice Cube. We got a chance, Angelique and I got a chance to talk to him over the weekend. And we're actually going to be a part of his Big Three basketball tournament, especially the one that happens in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn,
June 25th.
Yeah, that's
where they're kicking it off. The first one is at the Barclays.
We're going to be part of it. So it's pretty dope. It's dope talking to Ice Cube, too. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Y'all going out there to play with the old players?
We're not playing.
What did that mean?
But we're going to be hosting, so there's going to be a lot of giveaways.
Got you.
And listen,
but
I'm excited. Allen Iverson's going to be there playing. That's a huge deal.
I mean, if they need me to suit up, I'll suit up. Ain't no problem with me suiting up.
That's right. Yeah,
I'm hype about it.
Old players got to support old players,
I give him 30. I give him a nice 30.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for all the old players out there, baby. Three-on-three league. We out there.
Well, I'll suit up if they need
some
me to.
Some nice legendary players. So I'm excited about that. All right, and Sebastian Telfair, speaking about basketball.
Oh, boy. I'm about to say.
He got arrested early Sunday in Brooklyn. He had on a bulletproof vest, and he had a small arsenal inside of his truck, according to reports. He was with another man, Jamie Thomas, who was 18 years old. And apparently they had some weapons during a routine traffic stop. They found three loaded pistols, a gas-operated submachine gun, extended magazines, ammunition, and that vest as well. So I don't know what's going on here, but Sebastian Telfair was driving. He was charged with unlawful possession of a ballistic vest, unlawful possession of ammunition magazine, possession of a controlled substance, aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, and a motor vehicle equipment violation. They were arraigned in court Sunday night and are held on bond.
What the hell was he doing?
He's facing up to 15 years in prison.
Somebody needs to sit with Sebastian Telfair right now and get his life rights for his TV show or his movie, okay?
They did a movie about him.
They didn't have that.
But that was before he entered this.
This is right. Crazy.
From jump shots to gunshots, damn it. We need to know how this played out. How did you go from being a top NBA prospect to a life of crime?
He's also Stephon Marbury's cousin. He's from Coney Island, from Brooklyn. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast
is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.